The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Working. Oh, I couldn't hear you.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Nope. I can't. I can't. Now I can.
I was just wondering if we were on because it's. Now that's just about right there. It's either blaring in my ears or I can't hear myself at all. Or should I say, I can't hear myself think, which is kind of how it works. Good morning, Sovereign Minds. It's Sunday, December 15th, 2024.
Crazy.
Can you believe it's 2 weeks and then we're at the end of this year?
I can't believe Christmas is in a little over a week.
This has been the craziest. This has been, if not the craziest, one of the craziest. We've had a few real crazy years. But with everything that's happened this year across the board, and I'm not going to...
Let's be careful what we say because we still have a few days before we get to next year.
I'm not saying it can't get worse. I never say that anymore. But I'll tell you what, it can get a lot better, and I'm hoping it does. Anyway, I'm here in the studio. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host, and you're listening to Sovereign Minds. And I've got my sister, Linda. We're down here in the great state of Jefferson at the epicenter of freedom in downtown Reading. My sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, and the kid that rocks around the clock is not here today. I guess he's not feeling too well. He's a little under the weather.
Hope he feels better.
Get well, Dave. And so we don't have the live chat room today.
Well, we do have the chat room. But we're not on live on Rumble.
So you can go to the KCNR chat room, and that's where we'll be stationed at till further notice. Yeah, it's a little tricky getting in there now, but and it says log on. You got to scroll the page up a little bit and hit the log on button and then go back in again. And passwords, I hate passwords, but
it's a big mess.
But I got mine set up and I'm in there, so just in case anybody wants to know. We got the foulness out of there, it seems like, after
the
election.
Be quiet.
I don't know. I guess some more foulness could come in, but I don't know if it could get any fouler than...
Well, they may come back around, you know? But hopefully they're... I think it's where they, it's easier to keep them out right now.
They're going to hell, okay?
They're going somewhere.
Anyway.
They may be going to the train station like really soon.
Who knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Let's see, we got a bunch of stuff to cover.
I got a few things before we get into stuff.
You got some announcements?
Want to announce, you know, I have to take my hat off to the VFW Hall in Anderson. They work well with the community, and so I said that we would give them a shout out and let people know that, you know, if you're doing an event or anything, give them a call down there. They work well with people. I mean, the VFW Hall is a great thing to begin with, let alone, you know, it helps support the community and the veterans down there. You know, they're located at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And, like I say, if you're going to do an event, I mean, we've put on all kinds of events. We've done fundraisers. We've done celebrations of lives. We've done all kinds of things. And they're more than happy to help out the community. And if you know anybody that can join their membership, that would be great, too. But give them a call, 530-365-9650. And then I want to give a shout-out to our wonderful person, Lori. Thank you, Lori. You are such a thoughtful person.
Yeah,
you're
she
wonderful.
Is at all. No question about it. No
and then, of course, it. We have to talk about Mr. Wilkinson.
Mr. Wilkinson. Almost sounds like a Dennis the Menace.
I know, you know, with his big red barn with all the lights down there.
Mr. Wilkinson.
On Barrel Court. Don't forget to go by, and if you can help him out with the Salvation Army, that would be great.
I think Mr. Wilkinson just had a birthday. Is it today or tomorrow? Or I think he's having,
sure.
Or maybe it's soon is what it
I
is.
I think it might be soon. But anyway, if you can help out, all the money stays local. He has really streamlined this. You know, him and Fran have been great supporters of the community, and he's involved in so much. And he's like, what, 93 years old?
I think
and he just keeps on going,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you can go by and help support him, he's even made it so simple that there's a QR code for you to scan to give your donations. So I'm telling you, the man's got it going on. So
efficiency
anyway,
in action.
He's located at 3187 Barrel Court.
There you go.
And if you want to call him, his number, of course, is 530-246-9131.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And he won, I guess, candy canes, too.
Yes,
huh?
5-inch candy canes from Walmart.
Yeah, I got
if you can help him
out. I got a note here. Anybody who wants to donate candy canes, you can get the 5-inch candy canes, and it's $1.73 for a box of 12 candy canes. The case of 36, which would be 432 candy canes, is $62. Drop them off at the Red Barn at 3187 Burrell Court.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right, we're also brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agent. She's down there in 810 Main Street, Red Bluff. Man, I'm fuzzing out on my eyeballs here this morning. She can be called at 530-527-5534. She's the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. That's Allstate Insurance, Julie Foster. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575, licensed and bonded, and he's, I guess he does it all.
Yes, he does, and don't forget about Crackmaster.
Crackmaster's Jeff Wurst, our favorite crack fixer.
Yeah, located at, I don't know.
He's my favorite crack fixer.
Okay, but he's located at 3208 South Market Street. Wow, way too much information, but he is a good guy down there. He will tell you if he can fix it or not. Like my windshield looks, I gotta replace it. I've been hit so many times. But anyway, he's a great guy, guarantees his work, the best in the North State, and he's a veteran. And he's a locally owned business. Give him a call, 530-241-8373.
And if your brake is bad, you can go to Jeff.
If your crack is bad?
No.
Your brake is bad?
If it's breaking.
Breaking bad?
If it's breaking.
You're breaking bad. Okay, breaking bad. Oh, here we go.
Sorry, Jeff. I couldn't help it. I had to say it.
Okay.
Also, shout out to Marty Miguel, Clear Creek Microgreens. Say that five times fast, if you will. And MountaintopMedia.com is you can go to Mountaintop Media. We are doing one or two shows a week. We're going to be focusing more of our effort on that. We have an upcoming fundraiser, I believe. We haven't got all the details
on
yet, but
it will
be
more coming out.
Yep. There's more coming out.
And before we move on, I just want to give a shout out to the local businesses. I was, you know, having a conversation this morning with somebody, and a lot of the local businesses are having a tough time this year around Christmas. And if you can, please help support some of the local businesses.
Yeah, shop locally. You know, I'm not the big box stores. Yeah, they're not really us. They're them.
They got a family, too.
Yeah.
So if you can help them out, great.
Okay, so first up, if you haven't heard, Nancy Pelosi is hospitalized, and she, she fell down the stairs in Luxembourg, Germany, I guess. Well, Luxembourg is its own country, so I'm not sure. He's been hospitalized and sustained injury during an official engagement in Luxembourg. Evidently, she broke her hip and she's out of surgery, so.
No, I don't wish ill on anybody.
I don't really wish ill, but hey, what can I say? I had to announce it and I'm gonna keep my mouth shut after this because I know I'll get in trouble.
I just wanna add to it if they're, you know, they're gonna fix other parts of the body. Never mind.
Well, there is that part too. There's a ton of stuff to cover. I do have this public service announcement. We might as well start there about California and how it's America.
How beautiful it is.
Well, it's America's future.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Are we?
We're all in trouble now.
All right, here we go. Let's play this. This is public PSA. Here we go.
Tired of your ordinary, boring life in a red state? Why not visit California? California is a premium state with premium ideas. We've got the highest housing prices, gas, and taxes of any state. And more is always better. Come see our breathtaking beaches, our majestic, mostly peaceful forests, or come to see a family-friendly Dodger game. There are always plenty of free campsites. And the best part, you can go to the bathroom anywhere you want. No questions asked. Want to meet new people? We've got you covered. With a huge wave of illegal immigrants coming over the border each and every day. Hola, seniors. Diversity is our El Strengtho. You may have heard it's expensive here, but not to worry. Try a smash and grab. We won't stop you. We've got everything the red states have. Well, except for water and electricity and fresh air. Oh, and there's a lot of traffic. But hey, you might meet a real movie star or even Kirk Cameron. So come on down to a state where the possibilities are endless. And so are the taxes and crime and cost of living and regulations and woke nonsense in schools and blackouts and the brownouts and the wildfires and the earthquakes and the sewage spills and the droughts and much more. California, a little taste of America's future.
Yeah, it's a little Babylon Bee there.
You know, it's funny, but it's not funny because it's
funny,
so
but
true.
It's really
it's
not funny.
Very true. Yeah. And with that, we do have Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, thanks. I was listening to you put a kind word in for me at the Red Barn. Anyway, I'd like to mention that Frank Rose is spooking around last week, and he went to the grocery outlet on Eureka Way, and they had a whole stack of candy canes there. The same company made by Brock, one dozen was 99 cents, not $1.72, and he talked the management in that donated 25 dozen, which he bought by here. So,
wow, very nice.
Anyway, if anybody likes to help with my candy cane project here, last year we gave away around 12,000 of 5-inch candy canes, and I've been doing that for years, and it's a kind of like an open door to talk to the traffic bath. Remind them that we're helping the Salvation Army and ask if there are any children in the car. We give out candy canes free to children. I say children and whining adults. You know, some have said, well, you know, we're kids too, you know. I said, okay, here, take one. So, but anyway, I want to thank you for mentioning our projects here. And the last, this is the 15th year I've had a Salvation Army red kettle in front of my house here. My wife Frances and I, our house, community property, you know. But anyway, in the last 14 years, I've raised $317,000 for the Salvation Army right in our front yard. And we're continuing it, so drop by, the lights come on about 5 o'clock, and I have two volunteers. Robert Exter, he's been helping me over 10 years, and he stays out here till we decide to quit. And also, Morton Gaiseki, he's been there about 5 years. He's my kettle guy, and they're both dedicated to the project here, and it'd be difficult for me to do it without those two guys. They're really great volunteers. Anyway, come by and see us on 3187 Barrel Court, right close to South Bonneville. And we'll be out here open every night. So we'll be out there tonight. And again, if you'd like to help with the candy cane, the grocery outlet on 3685 Eureka Way, they had a lot of those candy canes for 99 cents.
All right.
So anyway, thanks for letting me on the area. And Merry Christmas to you, everybody.
Merry Christmas. And
happy birthday.
Yeah, I was going to say happy birthday, too.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
I knew it was soon.
Yeah, anyway, but happy birthday. Hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so I've got a lot of things I want to cover today. We're going to cover this January 6th report that just came out by the Inspector General, and I'm going to give you some contrasts. But we also had the guy that shot the health CEO. So I wanted to play this short little clip. This is from JP. And this is about the truth about Luigi.
Dude, have you seen all this stuff about Luigi Mangione, the alleged killer of the United Healthcare CEO?
No.
Dude, things aren't adding up. I haven't slept for 9 days, so I am really dialed in on what's really going on. Luigi is clearly set up as a patsy. It's also obvious. You just gotta look into it. I can prove Luigi's innocent, and I am 100% certain I know who did it.
Let's see what you got.
First, eyebrow gate. Minutes before the shooting, they tell us that Luigi went into a New York Starbucks. Who does that? The shooting happens, then the authorities release this picture telling us this is the assassin. But here's a picture of the actual Luigi. What do you notice about the eyebrows? Completely different spacing. That's strange. This proves that Luigi isn't the same guy as the shooter. I mean, they think we're dumb enough to fall for this.
I don't know if that proves anything.
Oh yeah? Well, you're going to be blown away by this. Because then when I saw this picture, it really clicked for me. I thought, well, those are very bold red circles around the eyebrows, which makes it look even more obvious and convincing. Then the plot thickens even further when you look at this picture. Now the shooter appears to have no eyebrows. Interesting. But the same picture of Luigi still does have eyebrows. Just further proves that Luigi isn't the shooter, and possibly proves that maybe the shooter isn't the same guy as the shooter. I mean, case basically closed. But there's more. By the way, do you know about Helen Keller?
No.
Yeah, next time you see a picture of her, ask yourself, does she look like she can't hear? Look into it. But the next piece of the case of Luigi's innocence is going to rock your world.
Can't wait.
When the police arrested Luigi at McDonald's, they said that his fingerprints matched the fingerprints in New York. And they said he had written journals saying he was going to do the killing, along with what the motive is. He had fake IDs, a gun that matches the murder weapon, and he had Monopoly money in his backpack. Do you know what's significant about all that?
Probably the matching murder weapon, fingerprints, and written admission.
No, the police can easily plan that kind of stuff. What matters here is the Monopoly money.
Wow.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, you just gotta connect some dots here. Do you remember just a few months ago that Trump worked at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. And then just after the election, Trump, Elon, RFK Jr., and Don Jr. are pictured on Trump's plane eating what?
McDonald's.
Now you're putting it together. And what restaurant just so happened to have an employee who recognized Luigi called 911 where he was arrested?
McDonald's.
Uh-huh. And what restaurant routinely does promotional work with Monopoly?
McDonald's.
Now you're getting the picture.
No, I'm not.
I know. It's pretty clear. Like, we're just supposed to believe that Luigi was carrying around Monopoly money. But there's one final piece that ties all this together. Oh, and by the way, did you see the video of the alleged shooting?
Yes.
Yeah. Take a closer look. If the CEO was allegedly shot to death, then why don't you see any bullets coming out of the gun?
I think the bullets are just moving so fast that they're not visible.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that convenient if you want to stage a fake killing?
They have the CEO's body.
Do they? Oh, it makes me so angry. But this next part is what ties everything together. I'll have to fix that later. So the CEO was under federal investigation for insider trading. Who was he insider trading with?
I don't know.
Exactly. Nancy Pelosi. They don't want you to know. Former Speaker of the House, current Keeper of the Crypt, notorious for insider trading, she had ties to United Healthcare. Amongst other trades, Nancy Pelosi just so happens to buy Palo Alto stock moments before United Healthcare signed a huge contract with them. She was rumored to be receiving a subpoena in a criminal investigation. Then the CEO dies, allegedly. No more subpoena. I've also got confirmed rumors that Biden will be issuing Nancy Pelosi a presidential pardon. Pardon for what, I wonder? Being an alcoholic? Or, I wonder, pardon for insider trading and definitely the murder of the CEO.
What's this have to do with Luigi?
Oh, I can verify that Luigi was the first person to figure out that it was Nancy all along. So, she had Luigi framed as a patsy for her crime.
Can you prove that?
Yes. Next time you see a picture of Nancy Pelosi, take a closer look. It explains everything. I mean, Luigi was leaving us clues the whole time, pointing right back at Nancy. I mean, the Monopoly Bunny in his backpack, that clearly points at McDonald's, which directly points at Nancy Pelosi, the queen of corrupt capitalism. Why is Trump working at McDonald's? Because clearly no one despises Pelosi more than him. And Luigi getting arrested at McDonald's was a message to the world to arrest Nancy. All roads clearly lead back to Nancy Pelosi. Luigi knew this and was trying to tell the world, but he knew too much, so Nancy set him up, framing him for the crime she committed.
Did you do all your research on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't kind of, and then it, what's interesting is all of that, and then Nancy falls down the stairs. Wow. I'm not connecting any dots here. And by the way, when he said, look at Nancy, he was talking about her eyebrows. They were in the shape of the golden arches.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Just saying. Yeah, I don't know. Crazy world, isn't it? All right, so getting back on track here a little bit, and where do we start? There's so much to go with here, and I think we're gonna go with
Well, we have about 4 minutes, so I don't know if you're planning on playing something else or what.
Well, so. I got some stuff lined up here, but I also want to talk about the J6 stuff. I'm thinking about leaving that for the second hour. We're kind of going slow. Dave's not here. And there's just a ton of news stories. And
here's one. Did you see this? 1 in 4 homeless shelter beds in Los Angeles went unused, resulting in a $218 million cost to us here in California.
Well, it's kind of like their whole thing about the Internet. You know, would they spend like $8 billion or $40 billion?
Whatever it was,
and not one person got hooked up for the Internet. But it's in the works, yeah. Nobody got their palms greased, and there's nothing to see here. And Biden's not a criminal, is he? Neither is the Congress or anybody there as well, you know. And the J6 committee, yeah, they did everything on the up and up.
Yeah, sure they did. Just ask these people. I'm telling you.
I don't know. Well, we did get Daniel Penny not guilty this week. Everybody knows that.
That was nice to see, because he shouldn't have ever had to go through all that, though. But
here's one that will grate you. Senate report reveals that only 6% of federal workers show up in person on a full-time basis.
They're too busy in the basement, in mom's basement, playing games. I'm
at a loss for words here. I mean, so they show up twice a month, once a month, because they show up on the end of the month. They have to go one day a month, so they show up on the last day of the month and the first day of the month, and then you don't see them for 2 months. That's why we're getting so much work cranked out of everything. You know. Have you noticed that everything is just screwed up across the board? Anything to do with any branch?
It has been screwed up, but it's getting worse. Yeah.
Anything to do with any branch of government. You can't get through to anybody. You call down the state and you go through a series of button pushing. I had this one case where there was a serious amount of money involved, and we call up and we're talking to the lady to try to resolve this, and she's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I have to give you to the complex problem resolution place. And so she says, hold on, I'll transfer you. I get transferred, and you got to go through about 10 more button pushes, and then you get to the end of that and they say, I'm sorry, we're busy. You'll have to call back later.
I went through the same thing. It's like, are you kidding me? But if you don't respond by a certain date, we're going to, you know, levy your account or whatever it is. They threaten you.
I'm sorry. We're at home today. You know, we're on paid leave from working.
It's not the last day of the month. Leave me alone. I have to play my game.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get 30 days worth of work done in on one day. you know, but if we knew which day to call, that somebody was actually there.
You know, and the thing of it is how much of that does they put AI in charge of anyway. Just saying.
Yeah, so they got pictures of, you know, people are calling in, you know, for their meeting, for their, you know, departments. And one guy's sitting in a bubble bath. It's better than Jeffrey Toobin, but at the same time, well, who knows, but,
maybe not.
What? So, and all these guys are like, oh, Trump's gonna come in and start firing people. No.
No, he's not.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
But other people may be looking at you and firing you, but Trump's not going to do it.
No, he's going to fire all the department heads and then fire
well,
the department heads.
Well, he did an interview.
Everybody in sight.
Yeah, he did an interview a couple of weeks ago. No, he's not, but that's why he's got people in place to look into things. And if you broke the law or whatever, then these people will fire you or, you know, bring charges or whatever. You know, the case shall be.
So, Senator Joni Ernst's office has been investigating the federal government's telework protocols for the past year and a half and concluded that the nation's capital is a ghost town. With government buildings on an average occupancy rate of 12%, she revealed that a paltry 6% of the federal workforce report in person on a full-time basis, while almost one-third of the federal workers are remote on a full-time basis, in a sharp turnaround from the pre-pandemic era of only 3%. So they doubled their percentage. That means they're doing great. There's 6% of them showing up.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
See how his
wonderful percent there.
It's working.
Okay.
It's working. Joe said so, remember, and the economy's doing great because the stock market's way up. Look at the stock market. That's all. I don't care whether it's Trump or Biden. When they point to the stock market as a reflection of the economy, that's complete stupidity. Look around you. Yeah, it's the stock market is the highest it's ever been. That's why
it's really good. Look at it out there. Isn't it a good time out?
That's why. That's why there's so many homeless people and all the businesses are shuttered.
Shutting down. Yeah.
They're all shuttered because it's so good in the economy and nobody's struggling and all that stuff. So if you now, yeah, so they're up from 3% to 6%. And Elon Musk posted a comment. He said, if you exclude the security guards and the maintenance personnel, the number of government workers who show up in person and do a 40-hour week is closer to 1%. Almost nobody's going to work. And wow, that's got to be good for service, isn't it? I mean, that's why we're getting a hold of people when we call in there to talk to them. And that's why when you hear people and dogs barking in the background and kids crying. There's rumba music going in the background. I think it's a conga line.
I made a comment to the EDD guy the other day. I said, man, I can't understand what you're saying. There's so much noise going on there. Yeah, like you say, the music, the dogs, the kids, it's like, what the hell?
I'm sure they're working. I'm sure they're work. I'm sure that they have a conscientious work ethic going on and they're doing their full 40 a week nonstop because that's the work ethic that government positions
have.
Yeah,
then he goes, well, I can't help you. I have to transfer you anyway.
Let's see.
So there you go, you know.
Yeah, so the person who wrote the article, the Senator Joni Ernst, she said that President Biden set a bad example by spending little time in the White House. I mean, he spends more time at the beach trying to figure out how to get through the sand, and to the parking lot or to his cabana chair than he does at the office. Who's running? Who's running Washington?
Give me a couple guesses.
Who's in charge? She reported that his administration is not transparent. Oh, shocker. And it redacted the work locations of over 281,000 rank and file federal employees. They redacted the work locations because their work locations are their houses.
It's mama's basement.
And they don't want to dox anybody that's working there, do they?
So, I mean, what the percentage of people, before we go to break, that work for the government, it's got to be up there like what? We got to be, you know, pushing 75% of the population works for the government.
It's not high, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
So let's go to a break and we'll come back and we'll finish.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. Mr. Grinch,
Mr. Grinch,
your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
Turtle Bay's fifth annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th, featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Let the good times roll, New Orleans style. At the 2024 New Year's Eve Bash in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Live music from Cover Me Bad that will leave you dancing in the street. Enjoy a delicious buffet like it's Fat Tuesday with cool swag and drink specials. Tickets start at just $65 plus fees. VIP only $300 for a couple. And includes a one-night stay in our luxurious hotel. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Yeah, yeah. Trump the Don. There's a new dance move going on. Check it out. Everybody move your arms like this. There's a dance other people doing. I think it's a hit. Don't be shy. Go and get up on the dance floor. Have the time of your life. I'm the man, though. Do the trap. Do the trap. In the school, in the pool, or in the club. We don't got no time for haters. They just that way. We're about to turn the country to a red state. Do the trap. Do the trap. Do the. Do the. Do the trap. Do the trap. Do the trap. Do the. Do the. Do the trap. Tamala thought she had me, that's a funny fact. We could celebrate now and just laugh at that. America the beautiful, home of the brave. Ask them why they hate me, they got nothing to say. They say I'm not a politician, I'm just here to have fun. Yeah, I got a little bit, but I get the job done. I got respect all over the world. Donald Trump is the name and I'm taking your girl. Everybody move your arms like this. There's a dance other people doing. I think it's a hit. Don't be shy. Go and get up on the dance floor. Have the time of your life. I'm the man.
Everybody's doing the Trump. Who knew? My wife's doing the Trump. I do the Trump once in a while. Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all I can say is wow.
Yeah.
He's doing the Trump right now.
Yeah. Okay. Moving right along.
I invented a new dance. It's called the Trump Bump.
Wow. Don't want to know. Nope.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Where were we? Yeah, let's get back to Mr. Grinch. So
Mr. Grinch.
Well, there's only the head Grinch. Mr. Biden has got a mind full of spiders, webs, or whatever. She reported that the administration, her work location. Okay, so she, Ernst, also faulted federal employee unions for hampering efforts to compel workers to report on-site for their jobs. So the unions are complicit in this as well. Does anybody wonder what's going to happen if, I don't know, there's like a national emergency or something? I don't know, like, you know, isn't he the commander-in-chief of the Army, too? And there's drones flying all over New Jersey. Nobody
knows
nothing.
He's kind of control of the nuclear football, That's kind of a disturbing thing.
The Union for the Social Security Administration negotiated a contract that will prevent the Trump administration from requiring employees to appear in person to work. Are you freaking kidding me? Really? That's how far we've fallen under this administration. You don't even have to go to work, but you get paid anyway.
Yeah, what's the problem?
It's like,
as long as you work for the government.
So the government has become one giant big pot of welfare BS.
And the question is, what happens when us working stiffs can't work anymore?
Well, that's what happens. What happens when we won't work for them anymore?
Either or. With that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. You know, what's happened is government employees have become the royalty class of America.
Yeah, that used to be in the feudal system. There used to be the kings, the nobles, and the serfs. Now we have the king. They're the nobles, and guess who we are?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Disappointing, you know. They keep putting regulations on us and everything. They're going to go broke. Oh, I forgot. They are broke.
They're bankrupt.
They've been broke.
They're bankrupt is what they are.
Morally and fiscally. But that's not why I called.
Okay.
I woke up about, I get up early, but I woke up about 2:30, I think it was Thursday morning.
That's
pretty early. And I look at my news sites, and I don't see anything new. So I went to Shasta Unmasked. I called it Shasta Unhinged, and I listened to that. That was last Tuesday's show. And if you want to hear something funny, go listen to that.
I'm not sure I can do it because they are so
hard to stomach.
They're so screwed up. You might as well call an insane asylum and listen to them for a while. You know, I mean,
Well, you're mistaken, Mark. You listen to that show, and they'll tell you how intelligent and what a good job they're doing.
Well, it's kind of like they do the same thing at the insane asylum.
Yeah. If you're delusional, you're delusional, you know.
Go ahead.
They summarized Tuesday's supervisors meeting. And so I listened to that and went back to sleep. And then I got on my email, and here's an email from mountaintoptimes.substack, and here's Katie Gorman and Leslie Sawyer, and they're analyzing the roundup for the supervisors' meeting. And it is such a contrast. Leslie and Katie did such a wonderful job, just went through it piece by piece by piece.
Right.
And I can't emphasize enough that people should listen to both of those. And then you can decide who the sane ones here are in Shasta County.
Well, that's why I'm in favor of them broadcasting, because they just need to keep talking and tell everybody who they are. Because you remember when Obama got elected and we said, you guys are socialists. We're not socialists. We're not. And then it went a little farther and we said, you're communists. And we're not communists. And then you go, you're not just communist, you're Marxist. And they go, you're a MAGA crazy.
I'm damn proud to be MAGA.
I am too. Yeah. What's wrong with trying to make America great again? What it is they just don't want to lose any political power, and these useful idiots, and that's really all they are, is just absolute useful idiots. They don't even know. I mean, I'm looking at articles here. talking about the contrast, you know, and we're going to go into this early. It's BS Litico, or, Poll, I'm trying to say it with, Bull Litico, or, you know the one I'm looking for here. They said that, I'm looking at an article here, it says, FBI, and these guys are all listening, these guys, this is their Bible, political. Bible, you know, it's like, read from their Bible. FBI didn't deploy undercover agents on January 6th. Watchdog report finds undercutting conspiracy theories. They don't even care that they're lying directly straight out. What they're doing is they're slanting the truth so much. No, they didn't say there was any undercover agents, but there was a bunch of human resources that were out there being paid by them to stir up the crowd. And I'm finding that it's upwards, it's over a couple hundred out of their report. They said 26, but there's probably 10 times that. And of course, these people, they listen to Politico. They don't read the report from the AG, and all the inspector general. And they just run with that. And so they are nothing but full of absolute dookie.
Bull pucky. To
go.
Steal a term from Maurice Johannesson. They're full of bull pucky.
Yeah.
It's horse pucky, that's it. But anyway, I just, you know, this Jessica Finch, who's the host of that show, she got elected to, I think it is, the Gateway School District Board. And I'm going, geez, this is what's wrong with our schools. We've got these people. You know, there's getting to be quite a movement to make schools local again.
Well, yeah, you know, they should.
Also, and that other person got elected to the school board.
Well, they're talking about just...
Oh, the transgender.
Yes.
Roberts, that's her last name.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and our elections are fair because all you have to do is have overspray on them so they only count half the votes, and then you make duplicates and hide the original ballots, and then you count those, and then you can't figure out how many of those are that you need to count because I think we're still counting them last time I checked. But
I don't think so. Well, I don't know because I certified it. I didn't know that you could count after you certified it.
I don't know.
But I heard that they were still counting. Yeah.
So,
well, Gavin Newsom will pass a law that says he can. Oh, by the way, he didn't win. We found some more votes.
Right? Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go. Have a great day. Thank
you. Too. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I mean,
well,
that whole thing.
That's the thing, is you got to fix the votes, and you got to fix it so it's being counted correctly. One-day voting, voter ID, proof of citizenship.
Yeah, and they all scream, oh, we can't do it in one day. How come Shasta County or California is the only place that can't do it in one day? All these other places and countries can do it in one day. How come we can't?
All the places do it except the blue places.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't know. Because they don't want it to be
rigged. I know,
they
but you know.
They don't want to fix it. They don't want
the whole
it to be
state
fixed.
Of Florida
they
can do it.
They don't care if it's rigged. They want it rigged. Because how else are you going to stay in power when your policies are so screwed up that they mess everything up in sight? How else are you going to stay in power?
So when they discovered there was overspray, so why didn't they just take the ballots and count them and that all this other hodgepodge of a thing that they did, that they don't even know which ones have been counted, which ones haven't, what's thrown out, what is it, you know?
Your point.
If you're trying to be truthful and transparent, I don't get it.
You appoint Barney Milktoast to the elections board or the ROV position. Barney Milktoast sits over there and lets the people that have been running the show for years do whatever they want, and then because he's still getting a huge salary, he defends it.
Yeah, and he went on and said, I don't want to poke the bear. Is that the Board of Supervisors? I don't want to poke the bear. Okay, so wasn't he an attorney or lawyer before? Wasn't Taller?
I don't know.
But if he was, you mean to tell me that if he was defending you, he didn't poke the bear in court? Really?
Well, the prosecution says that you're guilty.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what the hell are
I'm
you talking
sorry.
About? You know?
I have to protect my license.
I need donuts. I'm Danny's donuts. With that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Dolores. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Linda. Did you get my copy of my article regarding the regarding the transgender person?
I don't know. It might have went to junk. Did you send it to my email?
Oh, no, I sent it to somebody else to send it to you.
Oh, I'll have to look.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, anyways, I want to know, here's what I want to know. Why in the heck did the Board of Supervisors certify the election? Why? It didn't, what they did thinking they were doing, they actually went against the people. And here's where I have a problem. When I went to court on Monday, you know what they submitted? They submitted the results of the election. But what they submitted, including Mr. Tom Toller saying that he certified the election, right? And in December 3rd, okay? But the numbers for November 5th, 2024, the numbers for me in the city of Shasta Lake are 933. That is, and then if you go onto the website, the results update December 4th, okay? The results for that is in Shasta Lake, 1,137. Okay, how can they certify the one back in November instead of the one update? Why did they make us wait all this time saying they're counting the ballots when it didn't even matter because they actually certified way back then? How does that work?
That's a good question.
They just do whatever they want because nobody can challenge the results is what the deal is. And even if they do challenge the results, the state is going to overrule them. That's why the three of them at least said they were going to do it under duress. And the other two, they certified it voluntarily because they're so interested in fairness.
But they shouldn't have voted to certify, period.
I agree.
At all.
I agree.
I totally agree.
I'm not saying I disagree. I'm just saying at least they did it under protest, where the other two did it voluntarily.
Yeah, but that's not good enough for the people, for us, you know, because now we're saying that, he can't be fired. He's going to be there another 2 more years, and this is what we're going to have to accept. Bull. I think the voters need to challenge this. This is what people need to challenge. Start freaking filing against your rights been violated. How can they certify something that way back in November 5th and you got a higher number?
Dolores, this is the problem when you get into a Marxist state. There's nobody to do anything that's going to fix it. Who are you going to call? You're going to call the DOJ down there in Sacramento?
Well, they did, you know, put a letter to him, but what are they doing? What are they going to do?
Are you going to get Stephanie Bridget to investigate it as the DA of the county?
Of course not.
See, that's my point. Right. Nobody's going to do anything. That's why it's a rigged system, and that's what happens when you rig the elections because you get your guys in key positions, and guess what? They stay there forever.
Well, you want to hear something really, something that nobody knows that I actually told Mr. Tom Toller on the phone when he called me? I actually disclosed something to him, and I don't even know if he investigated. Somebody in the city of Shasta Lake disclosed something to me, telling me there's a voting machine in some storage they have. So why didn't they investigate that? Okay, we need to, like I know Richard ran for school board. I ran for school board. Richard's votes were higher back in now than they were in November. So they're going by what he had then, 10,000 when he had 12,000 now. How can he settle? We all need to challenge this. We need to, regardless if it's a freaking state, but the person who is in between the state, between us, and to protect our constitution is the Board of Supervisors. So we need to challenge them. We need to go up against them because they are the one who decided to vote against stuff and certify it. Say, it's okay, everything looks fine, but we're going to go ahead and vote on this threat. Are you kidding me? I would have said, hell no.
Well, that's
the right thing.
Okay. There you go.
Were you talking about the article about a transgender candidate in Ohio?
Yes.
Was disqualified from the state ballot for admitting her former name? Yeah, I do have that.
That's important.
It is. I don't see how that happens, could change your name and go ahead and run. But is there anything else you got, Dolores? Because we do have another caller.
No, I think that's all.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Bye. And with that,
we got Nick
on the line. I'm not sure what happened there. What you got, Nick?
Oh, well, the reason I called is the Board of Supervisors does not certify the election. The ROV certifies the election and sends it in. What the board voted on is to acknowledge that they got the message from Tom Toler that it was certified.
Right, that's my understanding, too.
Yeah, that's why I kind of understand
it,
too.
The board has no authority to decertify it, refuse to certify it or not. They just acknowledged that they got the message from Tom Toler.
Isn't it the Secretary of State really doesn't have anything to do with it? They just send the information, but it's not like they do anything.
It's under the purview of the Secretary of State. That's who's in control of it.
Well, my understanding is they don't really look at it, though.
They
just
don't have
send
to.
It. Yeah.
It's certified. They don't care.
They just go, oh, yeah, we received the information. It's all good. Move along.
No, you can't call down there and say, listen, we want to audit this thing, and we think is they don't care. They'll laugh at you down there because they're a bunch of Marxists who don't care. All they care about is that they're in power.
So you're wasting your time criticizing the supervisors about certifying the election. That's the point I was trying to make.
I kind of agree with you, Nick. I think that they did what they could under the circumstances, and I think that what we've got to do is find another way around this thing by changing an ordinance, by changing a law. I'm not sure exactly.
What would have happened if they didn't say yes under duress or whatever? I mean, would it really made any difference?
No.
As far as I know,
they didn't really have a choice. They're only they created a choice. Yeah, we're signing it because we have to sign it, but we're signing it under a duress.
What would happen if they didn't sign it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Can't claim to be an expert. Why don't you call Dolores? She'll tell you.
Well, maybe.
Well, somebody else can call in and let us know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one of the supervisors can tell us or explain it. I don't know, but I'm not sure why.
Point, okay?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. No, he's got a good point there, but go ahead, Dave.
I wonder if we should focus on cleaning the voter rolls and voter ID.
Oh, definitely.
Well, all this other stuff, it could be a distraction from those two important things.
Well, they won't do it.
We got Huntington Beach, and they're going with going with voter ID law here in California.
Well, and Trump's talking about passing a national voter ID and a national proof of citizenship.
And clean the voter rolls.
I totally agree with that, and I think
that would be a good focus.
I think it'd be a good start, absolutely, to get it going, and I think that takes time, and they're going to have to start going. But I think you're right. Maybe they should go in that direction and get the voter rolls cleaned up. We've actually talked to the other, Kathy Darling Alling about getting, voter ID, any of it, cleaning the voter rolls, and she pretty much just laughed at us.
So now that we're a charter county, couldn't we make that you would have to show voter ID in the county? I'm just asking. I don't know.
I don't think
Huntington,
so.
Huntington Beach is doing it.
Yeah. Why we couldn't do that as well and start,
maybe that's
like
where
you say,
it needs to go.
To start with, of course, cleaning the voter rolls, that's...
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a big thing.
I'm surprised Stones hasn't called in.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard from him, so I'm not sure.
Well,
we
only got a couple minutes, and then we're going to start
covering
this
J6 stuff.
It's
always a good conversation on it, but I don't see why they couldn't start asking for that to happen. Huntington Beaches, why can't we?
Well, we're almost to the top of the hour, so we're going to go shift gears.
After
the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Adam Schiff as we're shifting gears. Adam has been exposed as they were spying on Kash Patel as the FBI. And I've got a little clip from him. We've got the political crap.
Before we get there, about these drones. Have you seen all the stuff about drones and now they're in people's yards and people are shooting at them? It's like, are you crazy to start shooting in the sky?
No,
I mean, come on.
Nobody knows nothing.
And then they go, we don't know what they are, but they're nothing foreign or anything. They're good drones, but we don't know whose they are or what they are.
Yeah, nobody knows nothing.
Yeah.
I think they're starting to sell a special type of ammunition over there about, drone shot skeet stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they even saw some in Fresno. I saw a headline somewhere that, they're coming over and they saw some in Fresno. Anyway, interesting stuff.
So, all right.
Kind of scary.
Well, everything's kind of weird. And I think it's a distraction from what's going on. I think our own government knows what's going on. I just don't think they want to tell us for whatever reason.
They don't want us asking too many questions.
So
with that, I think we're about top of the hour. And we will pick up this conversation on the other side. We will see you in about 5 minutes. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
A beautiful sight, we have it tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herrick. Government officials are responding to questions about mysterious drone sightings. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
There have been numerous reports of drones flying at night in New Jersey and other parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said there's no evidence the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. That echoes statements from the Pentagon and New Jersey's governor. But several lawmakers want more answers, and Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the drones should be shot down if necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A tornado near a mall in Central California yesterday swept up cars, uprooted trees, and sent several people to the hospital. In San Francisco, authorities issued their first ever tornado warning. In fact, there was a twister in the city about 20 years ago, but nobody got any warning. Abortion fights between the states are heating up these days.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. Prescriptions like these made online and over the phone are a key reason the number of abortions has increased across the U.S. even after state bans started taking effect. Most abortions in the U.S. involve pills rather than procedures. Pro-life groups are increasingly focusing on the rise of abortifacients. Keith Peters reporting.
President Trump has picked longtime foreign policy advisor Richard Grenell to serve as an envoy for special missions. Mr. Trump made the announcement last night in a social media post saying he's asking his longtime advisor to help the incoming administration deal with, quote, some of the hottest spots around the world. This is townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
French officials say hundreds of people have died after Cyclone Chido caused devastating damage in the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean. Ministry says it's proving difficult to get precise tallies of the dead and injured, though one hospital reports well over 300 people injured and several of them in critical condition. The tropical cyclone blew through the southeast.
Assets of the federal government present on January 5th and January 6th. Can you tell us, without talking about particular incidents or particular videos, how many agents or assets of the federal government were present on January 6th, whether they agitated to go into the Capitol, and if any of them did?
The Army accuses M23 of killing 12 civilians last week in villages in the Lombero territory in the eastern province of North Kivu. Congo and the UN have accused Rwanda of backing the M23 rebels. The intensification of fighting comes just as the peace talks are about to start. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. Marines have begun their drawdown from the Japanese island of Okinawa.
The partial transfer of U.S. Marines from Okinawa in Japan to Guam is now underway, 12 years after Japan and the U.S. agreed to reduce American troop presence on the southern Japanese island. Under the plan, some 9,000 Marines will be transferred off Okinawa in phases, including some 4,000 that are going to Guam. Okinawa, which was under U.S. post-war occupation until 1972, is home to a majority of more than 50,000 American troops based in Japan under a bilateral security pact. Many Okinawans have long complained about the heavy U.S. military presence on the island. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Today is Sunday, December the 15th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including rock musician Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five. He's 85. Film and theater director Julie Taymor, 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
December night, snow was falling just right, when I heard a noise outside that gave me quite a fright. Hooves on the rooftop, bottles clinking loud, I peeked through the curtains, couldn't believe the crowd. Dasher had the whiskey, Dancer chugged the beer, Prancer played a banjo, shouting Christmas cheer. Rudolph had his nose in a bucket of moonshine, and my poor Christmas tree was on the reindeer's line. The reindeer got drunk and stole my Christmas tree, tore through the yard like a wild stampede. Santa's in the hot tub, dancing on his knees, while the reindeer got drunk and stole my Christmas tree. My coat and my old banjo.
We're back. Sovereign Minds. That's the reindeer stole this Christmas tree. They got drunk. I want to start with this first clip. This is just a lead into what we're going to do with the J6 stuff. This is Buddy Brown, and he just kind of explains kind of what we're going to talk about. Then we're going to go into the actual report with the AG and some clips, and you guys make up your own minds about it. But here we go.
So. Somewhere, Randy Travis is singing, I told you so, at the top of his lungs, and he's got his voice back, I promise you that, because the FBI has just admitted to having 26 confidential sources on January 6th that were actually at the Capitol, and 13 of them, they said, who actually entered a restricted area. If you even talked about this stuff in the last 4 years, you got deplatformed, shadow banned, banned, whatever. It was absolutely something you couldn't even speak of. That's why I didn't speak of it on here, because I knew you're gone. But we all knew there was FBI in there. It's the same thing when there's a girl on The Bachelor and she tells them, well, my body count is 26. You might as well multiply that by 8. Get your calculator out, boys. God only knows where she's been. We were right, we were right, we were right. Our record is like 50-0, with 27 knockouts and 10 all-time world titles. All right, that's Floyd Mayweather's boxing record, but it just so happens to line up here. Look, y'all, it's hard being right in advance, especially because nobody believes you. When I was 5 years old, a bunch of our cousins were jumping on the twin beds down in my grandpa's basement. And I'm like this tall, you know what I'm saying? And my cousin's about this tall. And he reaches up and he punches the ceiling tiles out of the ceiling. He busts one. He thinks this looks pretty cool. So he busts another one and he busts like 6 or 7 of them. Grandma came downstairs and she's like, who's getting a whooping? And he goes, my cousin Ben says, Buddy did it. And I said, I'm this tall, I can't even reach the ceiling tiles. And he says, well, Buddy did it. For the next 30 years, Grandpa thought that I busted out the ceiling tiles. I finally told him, but I think he was so old at that point, he just kind of shook his head, and I didn't get the gratification that I needed. That's what this feels like. Taking pictures with police officers inside the Capitol building is not an insurrection. It's more like a self-guided 8th-grade field trip when you think about it. The only reason they admitted this stuff is because Cash Patel's about to come in and whoop everybody's butt, and there must be a whole lot worse than just this. 26 agents inside the building. Look, it's no different than when you get your bowling ball stuck at the end of the lane, and you walk down there thinking you're slick, and you get it unstuck yourself. But the manager sees you, and he comes and he kicks you out. That's how this January 6th thing really feels to me. He kicks you out because you didn't allow the 22-year-old meth head to walk down there and get it unstuck for you and follow protocol. So it's coming up on the weekend. We're coming up into Christmas. I want to wrap this up with some heart, all right? On a personal note, we've been through a lot the last 4 years. Families are hurting. Finances are hurting. Inflation is still hurting. It's still very real. And you're going to see a lot of posts of people, you know, saying, I accomplished this year. I went there. I did this big, you know, big thing and rah, rah, rah. And I just want to say, for some of y'all, I hope and pray that you just give yourself permission to know that it's okay if you just made it through the year. If you just made it through, that is just fine. You know, just making it through for a lot of people on this channel is an extraordinary blessing. I've got two friends right now with cancer. I've got one that just had a brain clot in his, brain. I've got family with serious issues. They're all just trying to make it through. And that, we think that's a wonderful thing that here we are at the end of the year and we've got a lot of hope coming on the horizon, but we made it through. Nobody would dare ask these two guys with cancer or the other guy with a blood clot in his brain who made it through, by the way, praise Jesus. Nobody would ask them, what vacations did you take this year? Where'd you go? What'd you see? Who'd you meet? But they made it. And if that's you, I want you to give yourself permission to celebrate that fact. Can you just celebrate that fact and receive all good things coming in the name of Jesus for 2025? I really think that. And look, Romans 8:18 is one of my favorite verses of all time. It says, I'm just paraphrasing, but I consider our present suffering worth nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. Hold on and give yourself permission to know that you just made it through. Great things are coming in Jesus' name. We're going to pray and receive that. And remember to grab this kit right here from the Wellness Company because we don't want you suffering over Christmas. All right? God bless y'all and be good.
All right, let's go to our caller, too, I want to, before we get into the J6 stuff, we got Laura Hobbs.
All right, we've got Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, guys. I just heard you talking about charter amendments and thought I would give a call in. I've got a couple draft amendments, Measure E, add an amendment to the Shasta County Charter that specifies election will be held one day with limited absentee ballots, hand counted at the precincts, and voter ID. The Measure V is a voter roll amendment, and, to disconnect from the state voter roll, to disconnect from the Internet, and to keep our voter rolls clean here locally, to maintain our sovereignty. And I just want to encourage people to keep going on this issue. There's no more business as usual. We need to ban voting machines without a 100% hand count audit. We need these charter amendments. The board could actually make this happen with a stroke of a pen, and then it would go on our next ballot whenever that next election is, if it's a special election or regular election. We also need to do a full forensic audit of the March election and the November elections, and we need to just stop rubber stamping things going forward. There's going to be a board meeting on Thursday evening, 5:30. We need to keep this topic going. The time to speak up is now, so I'm trying to invite all people to attend. And you can call me if you want more information, too. My number is 805-710-4905. There's a meeting this afternoon to talk about this very thing, too, between 2:30 and 4:30.
Where's the meeting at, Laura? Where's the meeting at, Laura?
Well, it's RSVP only, so you have to call me to get that get that location. But the number that you can reach me at again is 805-710-4905. But the meeting on Thursday, it's an evening board meeting at 1450 Court Street at the board chambers.
I think I will be there for that one.
Well, before we went to the break or whatever, we were talking about what would happen if the Board of Supervisors wouldn't have certified, even under duress, the elections. If they refused to sign, do you know what would happen?
I think that's uncharted territory. In other states like Arizona, they compelled them to sign under, you know, they used the force of law behind it. But here, we've never actually seen that happen in California so far as I know. I think it would be a good thing to do. Honestly, you can't certify something that's not certifiable. You shouldn't declare the results either. So I'm glad that they signed it under duress, but honestly, that was not worthy of a signature in my opinion. There was so much wrong with it, with the overspray and with all the different
right.
time changes on the machines and mm-hmm. zero accountability for any of that stuff. So we need a full forensic audit to see what
I
the heck
that.
Happened. You know?
Yeah. So, again, what's your number so if they want to get a hold of you about the meeting this afternoon?
It's 805-710-4905.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling in.
Yep. Thank you.
Right,
uh-huh. Have a good day.
All right. So let's get back to our J6 stuff here. And we've got some interesting things going on here. We've got this newly released IG report.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Kash Patel coming in on as the FBI director and inside this
yeah,
report,
they're not liking him at all, man. They
yeah,
don't like
gonna
Kash
be a problem,
Patel.
But it says in the IG report, it says the IG found that the DOJ spied on Kash Patel as well in this thing. And so there's just a bunch of stuff going on. So I've got a clip here from
and isn't
Adam
that
Schiff.
Illegal? Hmm. Just saying.
Well, it kind of is, yeah.
Yeah.
And when you have the FBI spying on American citizens without a warrant, just because they can.
Yeah, I don't think that that's really their job anyway on Americans, but I could be wrong.
So I wanted to play this. This is Kash Patel, and then we'll get more onto the J6 incident itself, but this is in the report, evidently. Here we go.
Then we need to decrease what I call government creep with personnel. The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big, and the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops. I'd break that component out of it. I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I'd take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. You're cops. Go be cops. Go chase down murderers and rapists and drug dealers and violent offenders. What do you need 7,000 people there for? Same thing with DOJ. What are all these people doing here? Looking for their next government promotion, looking for their next fancy government title, looking for their parachute out of government. So while you're bringing in the right people, you also have to shrink government.
So a massive government reform.
Yeah. You got to work with Congress to eliminate the billets. This is one of the things we did when I was deputy DNI. We got to DNI and I was like, okay, what do all these people do? We've got the CIA, so why do I have analysts doing the CIA's job here? Why do I have a floor of them? Like, give me a good answer. I don't know everything. I don't know a lot. But if you can give me an answer that satisfies their existence, I'm all in. Well, we just have our own people. Okay, well, now we don't. And we went to Congress and zeroed out a bunch of billets. And they hated us for it.
Why? Why would Congress hate you for that?
Not Congress, the public. Congress is like, great, you saved us money. You're the only agency that returned money this year because we didn't spend our entire budget. We were literally funding seats with no humans in them for years. And what the government creep that I was talking about is these agencies go to Congress every year. And again, this is why it's a thing of decades. I need 5 more seats here. I need 10 more seats here. Okay, you keep doing that. How's that going? Oh, we'll fill that seat next year. We're in the process of, you know, interviewing people for that section. And it keeps – no one returns money. It's the biggest fiction in government that you can't return money. Every agency and department that I've ever worked for, when it comes to the fiscal end of the year, they're like, go on trips. Go spend money. What? Just give it back to Congress. We can't do that.
Because it'll shrink their budget, and that's the problem. And so I also want to play the little clip. Here's a deranged conspiratory theorist, Adam Schiff, on why he opposes Kash Patel as the FBI director. I think it's pretty obvious at this point, but this is kind of what he had to say.
Well, let me just say, with respect to some of the nominees like Kash Patel, this is someone, in my view, who is not qualified to be FBI director, and someone who claimed, for example, that he wanted to shut down FBI headquarters early in his tenure and open a museum to the deep state. So this is a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's all theory. Right?
Sure it
is. Except it's not. And unless you're listening to Politico and reading their articles.
Or mainstream media, yeah.
According to them, there's no problem at all. But I don't think anybody's listening to mainstream media anymore because their ratings are worse than the Food Channel now.
Well, I was going to say, I think more people watched Hallmark during Thanksgiving than mainstream media. And with that, we do have Dick on the line about the drones before we move along. Good morning, Dick, again.
Yeah, I have a theory, about the drones. You know, not too long ago, Biden met with the Chinese leader, Xi, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I think they worked up a deal where you can fly all your Chinese drones as many as you want, and I'll make sure the military leaves them alone. All you have to do is put $500 million in my Swiss bank account, and you can fly your spy drones as many as you want. And I think as soon as Trump is in the White House, those drones will just automatically just disappear. We won't have them anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how that works, huh, Dick? You know, you just
that's my theory. I think Biden just, you know, padding his bank account, making a deal with, I think they're Chinese drones and they're spying on all our militaries. They're just trying to see what our resources are.
What?
Anyway, that's my theory.
There you go.
All right. Well, you never know. Nothing would surprise you.
I don't trust Biden and his White House staff there at all. So, anyway. Thanks for letting me spew my theory.
You bet. Okay, thanks for calling
all right,
back in.
Thanks.
Nothing would surprise me.
So I want to cover this because I'm actually looking at the report and the FBI's response to the report. And, you know, the report that was released, the January 6th report, claims that the FBI had 26 confidential human sources at the Capitol. And there's a video that goes with it. And I got the report all here, but I'm going to capsulize it a little bit here. Because what it says is in the IG report released today, the DOJ admits to 26 confidential human sources. It's on page 77 if you want to go look up the report. Working that day inside the Trump protest at the U.S. Capitol. The IG report ignored how many undercover employees were also at the Capitol that day. So there's an estimate of over 200 now. Okay, so according to the report, the DOJ admitted that 4 entered the U.S. Capitol and 13 entered the restricted area, which is very likely inaccurate. And I'm looking right at the report that says that. Now, if I go over to Politico, it says FBI did deploy undercover agents. Now, see their wording, undercover agents. They weren't directly working for the FBI, but these are paid confidential human sources that work for the FBI. See?
Kind of the same thing.
It's games. It's
word games.
It's word games so
word
that
salad.
They don't take responsibility. And we've seen what Christopher Wray, when questioned by Higgins and Massey, and I think I actually have the clip from Massey here too, with that. But, let's listen to Massey here. And he's questioning A.G. Garland is questioned.
Yep.
And then they also questioned Christopher Wray. I think this is the Garland questioning. I don't think I have the Massey or the Higgins, he's the one that was really getting on Christopher Wray, and he wouldn't admit it.
This one's pretty good. He really
hammers but he's talking to Garland. He's not talking to Wray. So, but let's listen to what it says.
Okay, I was hoping today to give you an opportunity to put to rest the concerns that people have that there were federal agents or assets of the federal government present on January 5th and January 6th. Can you tell us, without talking about particular incidents or particular videos, how many agents or assets of the federal government were present on January 6th, whether they agitated to go into the Capitol, and if any of them did?
So I'm not going to violate this norm of the rule of law. I'm not going to comment on an investigation that's ongoing.
Now, in that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago when I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said the last time.
You've had 2 years to find out, you know, were there any confidential human sources involved from the FBI or any other agency in the erection of that prop, those gallows?
I'm not aware of anything like that.
Inspector General Horwitz, over the past 3 years, I've questioned FBI Director Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland about the federal assets such as confidential human sources that were present on January 6th at the Capitol, and they have continuously stonewalled me. We've got no answers whatsoever about this from them. Do you have evidence of the number of confidential human sources that were operating on the Capitol grounds on January 6th?
Our report will include the information in that regard.
Can you tell us today how
Now, this is the AG, yeah. the IG, the Inspector General, talking about the report. This is like a month or so ago, telling us that he's not telling us what's in the report. But we've got the report, and it says that those were, that they had these assets, and they had
They knew that at the time.
And you notice how political worded it, and this is what they do, you know, there's two ways to decept, you know, or to deceive somebody is the lack of information or no information at all. And so you could cherry pick the, and it says the FBI didn't deploy undercover agents. Well, no, they were not undercover agents, they were assets and confidential human sources working for the FBIC. So they're playing word games again with that. But it says in the IG report, I'm sorry, not AG, we determined that 26 of the confidential human sources who were in D.C. on January 6th in connection with the events on January 6th, four entered the Capitol, 13 entered the restricted area around the Capitol. None of these guys were prosecuted. None of them were prosecuted at all. Why is that?
Well, not only that, but in that, the video, you know, they're like, well, we can't give up that information. It's a number. You're not giving up anybody's information. You can't, at that point, they knew then what the numbers were. Again, back to the word salad. No, we can't do that. And, you know, it'll come out in the report, you know, and yeah, I don't know anything. Yeah, right.
So there's a lot
I can't.
There's a lot.
There you go.
There's a lot to talk about here, but let's go back to the clip and we'll hear a little bit more. And these guys have been avoiding the question for over two years. They said, in fact, you know, they wouldn't tell us anything. They wouldn't admit to anything. We all knew that it was happening, and we now suspect, and I think it's going to come out, that there was more than 200 assets with the FBI working there, and they let them in the Capitol. We had the video on one of the podcasts that we did on Sovereign Minds that showed them shooting rubber bullets into the crowd, throwing percussion grenades, and then you got a bunch of guys that are up there storming the Capitol, Ray Epps, all of that.
And we had video of busloads of people coming in.
Well, that's the other thing. That's what Higgins has got. He says that they got the busloads, the license plates. That's why we think there's more assets than just the 26,
right,
because they bust them in. These were FBI paid informants. They were all on the payroll, but they weren't agents. So if you're an idiot listening and reading Political, you think, oh, it's all baloney. Oh, it's all conspiracy theories.
They're making it up.
They're just making it up but go to the report, read it yourself, you know, pull your head out of whatever, mindless, you know, thought processes that you have that you've been stuck into your head by the mainstream media meathead Marxists, because they're lying to you.
Yeah, and they didn't do anything to any of those people, but look at how many they arrested and put in jail, supposedly.
And they had to change the law.
What is that, 1,500 people? At least 1,500 or something that they tracked down through their phones or whatever.
Well, they had to change the law in order to prosecute that. They used a law that had never been used before.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that they were terrorists. They used a law that was not even related to this. I don't have it right in front of me, but it wasn't about terrorists. It was about the fact that they had to change the law saying that they were on government property and they were obstructing proceeding.
Yeah, either way, it doesn't matter. It was all a bunch of BS that they tried to connect these dots back to, you find me the man and I'll find you the crime.
So let's listen.
You know, and that's what they did.
Let's listen to some more here of this questioning. This is the AG Inspector Horowitz, and they did have Christopher Wray in there too. So it's kind of a hodgepodge here, but let's listen to this some more.
Many there were there more than 100?
I'm not in a position to say that, both because it's in draft form and we have not gone through the classification review, and so I need to be careful.
And we're almost four years into this report. When is it going to be released?
It's certainly my hope and expectation, although I don't control this entirely because it has to go through a classification review, but certainly.
See, they didn't release this till after the election. Wow, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, so many things.
4 years, and they had to wait till after the election. That's just a coincidence, I think. Mm-hmm. There's nothing nefarious going on there.
In the next couple of months is my hope.
Do you think, is there any consideration for the election about the release of this report? Would you delay it in order to not release right before the election?
At this point, given the process that has to play out in terms of classification review and all of that, I'm not making any, I don't have to make any judgment about that. We're still, that still has to go on. Just to give you a sense of it, when I did the FISA
review. You're saying it's not even going to be done in time before the election?
I doubt it would be done in time for the election.
What we do know is you're going to expose that there were confidential human sources at the Capitol. Can you tell us today how many went into the Capitol?
I'll have that information in the report. I'm not able to speak to information in there, both because it's in draft and we get a response from the department and the FBI, okay. But also because I don't know yet what's classified and not classified.
A number's classified, huh?
So we had FBI agents inside the Capitol that were dressed up as MAGA guys, outside the Capitol, dressed up as MAGA guys. We know they dressed up as MAGA guys, and some of the cops went in there. They got them on camera changing into the MAGA outfits, and then they let them in. Into the Capitol, which they didn't have to, and then they gave them tours of the Capitol and walked them around to all the places that they weren't supposed to go, so that they could then charge them with the new law that they just changed to say that they were interrupting a proceeding, and this is not a setup, right? And Politico says that nothing in the report said anything that was going to be a problem.
All right.
Yeah. All right. That's why these people are so stupid, because they don't look at things for themselves. They don't check anything out for themselves. All they do is read the talking points, or they don't give a...
Well, they don't even, mainstream media and political don't really cover the subject.
Well, they're either... why these people are so stupid. And there's a lot of them are waking up because they know they've been gaslit for the last how long? Right. And some of them are waking up, but some of them don't even care to be woke up.
They don't even pay attention.
This derangement syndrome is really true. They don't know how to wake up. They've been gaslit so bad for so long, they don't know that anything's true. If you take the truth and you rub it in their face and put them outside, they'll still deny it.
And with that, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back after the break and continue the story about January 6th and more. Stay tuned.
Santa's job ain't easy. It gets harder every year. Burglar alarms came around. No place to park the deer. Dogs who want to bite his sack can ruin his Christmas cheer. So Santa don't want milk and cookies. Santa needs a beer. Pabst Blue Ribbon, old style hams, most any beer will do. If you think Santa don't drink, just know it isn't true. Don't judge him. If you had his job, you'd probably drink too. Forget the milk and cookies. And leave the man a brew.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
There'll be days like this, when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this, when everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this, when you don't need to worry. There'll be days like this, when no one's in a hurry. There'll be days like this, when all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they do. Then I must remember, there'll be days like this.
Sovereign Minds, we're back. KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM, Your Truth Radio. We didn't play the town hall. Let's go ahead and play that.
Oh, no, we didn't. We better get that in there.
Yeah, let's play that real quick. All right, here we go.
Good day. Welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Marjorie Joyner, your host, and I'm here with the latest local updates. In a significant development, President Biden signed the Federal Disaster Tax Relief Act into law, providing much-needed relief to wildfires and other natural disaster victims. The legislation, championed by Congressman Doug LaMalfa, ensures that settlement payments received by disaster victims are exempt from federal income tax. The law also simplifies the process for deducting losses and allows tax exemptions on various wildfire-related expenses. Taxpayers who have paid taxes on wildfire settlement funds since 2020 can now claim refunds by filing amended returns or claiming the change in the next tax year. The bill protects payment recipients from losing government benefits due to misinterpreting disaster relief money as income. An estimated $512 million in taxes will be returned to wildfire victims and survivors. While this federal legislation provides financial relief to disaster victims, another major federal initiative addresses the region's infrastructure needs. In a significant boost to the North State's aging water infrastructure, the federal government has allocated over $65 million for 11 projects spanning from Shasta Dam to the Coleman National Fish Hatchery. The funding, part of the Biden administration's Investing in America agenda, aims to enhance water conveyance, storage, safety, hydropower generation, water treatment, and fish habitat. The Coleman National Fish Hatchery, established in 1942 to mitigate the loss of historic spawning areas for salmon due to the construction of Shasta and Keswick dams, received the largest share of the $20 million for modernization. Other notable projects include upgrades to the Shasta and Keswick power plants, rehabilitation of Shasta Dam's outlet works, and Keswick Dam spillway regulating gates, and replacement of temperature curtains at Whiskeytown Reservoir and Spring Creek conduit intake. As federal investments flow into the region's infrastructure, local economic development is also showing promising signs. Nearly 15 years after its opening, Reading Stillwater Business Park is preparing to welcome its second business, Frito-Lay's new 10,000-square-foot warehouse, built by Burke's Construction Management, features large doors for incoming deliveries and smaller doors for outgoing trucks. The facility aims to ensure the freshness of locally distributed products by maintaining a 24 to 48-hour chip backstop. With the warehouse operational by January, Frito-Lay will join Pace Engineering as the park's second occupant. Rumors suggest that Cal Fire plans to build its headquarters at the end of the road, and there is speculation about the potential arrival of Amazon. As more businesses show interest, Stillwater Business Park is poised for growth, with all 16 lots expected to fill up soon. This spirit of growth and community support extends to local businesses giving back to their neighbors. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, began a new holiday tradition of giving away turkeys at Thanksgiving and turkeys and hams at Christmas to families in need. Employee Victoria Owens said anyone over 18 or 21 can enter the giveaway without purchase. The dispensary helped one longtime customer facing hardship this year. Owens feels their small business has more opportunities to give back to the community and plans to continue and expand the giveaways each year. Owens said it's important for them to support their community as a locally owned and operated dispensary, especially during the holiday season. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Join the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X.
Well, there you have it.
There's the Town Hall. I guess we have a caller.
Oh, I missed it. Good morning, Lori. Are you there, Lori? Hello? Lori. You there?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Yep, I was in the Code of Silence room.
It happens.
Yeah, I know. Real quick, shout out to Dave, one of your radio siblings, Dave J. I'm sorry he's out of the office today. I hope he feels better, and we miss him. Want to make a tiny, small correction to a previous caller. I think it was from the very end of your last hour. The person that was under SCOE, Shasta County Office of Education, person is Jessica French, and I'll be absolutely confronting and challenging her when she takes the oath of office, if I can get my work schedules straightened out. Yeah, you don't get to just do this bizarre, insane lying on a radio show and think that's going to be okay. It's not. And the second correction was Bobby Simpson is the Gateway Unified School person that was.
I couldn't remember the name.
As the person that was calling that individual a trans. So that was just that. Board of Supervisors meeting, 5:30. People have been talking about that. Observers have played a crucial and vital role in the last however many weeks to expose what's going on with the ROV office, with Tom Toller and Joanna F. And there's an election commission meeting tomorrow, Monday, 2 p.m. That will be their last one. And I sent something out very recently. Well, I'll say this first. Let me complete my thought. We absolutely need, and I agree with your call screener engineer, Dave, we need a clean voter roll, and that mm-hmm. was given to Tom Toller a long time ago. That should have been a simple, easy, no-brainer kind of thing to do. And apparently it was not. We need a picture ID. We need local precinct voting. Separate the local from the state and federal. And this will take a whole lot less time. Why are we into this, like, weeks into this mess? It's a nightmare. I'm not going to go too much further on that other than I just want to say about the playbook kind of thing, that this is the media keeps being brought up. Our local fake media, I mean, they're bad to worse to just absolutely insane. And the methods by the playbook, and this was on X, I sent this out yesterday to all my good, fair, honest media people, that it starts out with character assassination. Watch what they're doing to RFK Jr., to Elon Musk, to Tulsi, to all these people that were apparently claiming Democratic affiliation, and then they switch and flip over. So they go from character assassination to embarrass you. Then they'll go to full frontal lying, and then they'll call you racist or nut jobs or crazy people and loons. And there's real cost, because after a while, when it's repeated enough, you kind of lose some relationships. So that was something I got from American Values. It was like a 2 minute and 33 second thing on X. So I just wanted to say that to concur with what you're sharing and talking about here today. It's our local people have got to get with it. I will expose the people sponsoring the people like a news.
Well, wait. We just need to, you know, come up with our own news media, in my opinion, and just, you're not going to change the local news. They're going to do what they do, so we just need to have other outlets and support the local people that are doing the good work out there.
This is why we tune into your show and Jefferson, State of Mind, MINE, and all the other earlier shows, and Mountaintop Media, and
exactly.
all the rest, because we are so done with these people that fake and lie and pretend that they're media, and they're not. So that's all I wanted to say. I'll keep listening. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, Lori. Yeah, but it's true. So we just need to do what we do and get more people involved in the community and spread the word that way.
So getting back to our story here, the Gateway Pundit has reported on numerous confirmed intelligence operatives and cutouts, they call them, who had infiltrated the Trump crowd on January 6, 2021. The DOJ admitted to 26 undercover operatives working inside the crowd that day, but they didn't include many dozens or hundreds of cutouts who were operating inside the enormous crowd that day. It's safe to say that January 6th was the largest organized government setup targeting a specific political party in U.S. history. Now we've got somebody filing a motion because the House Administration Committee released footage in March from camera 7231 on January 6th. The video shows a man described as an active duty FBI colleague, A former FBI liaison to the Capitol Police officer, his name is John Garandola. The FBI agent is seen clapping his hands and saying, "This is huge," as the protesters ran up the east steps of the Capitol. Yeah, I've got the video right here. It's about 38 seconds. It's not worth, you can hear the guy saying it and see him saying it. So this is the House Administration Committee. Has now released that footage, and filed a motion against the FBI to compel the government to identify the active duty FBI employees who were in the crowd on the Capitol, and with former FBI liaison to the Capitol Police, John Garandolo, on the 6th of January. As reported earlier, there were at least 20 confirmed and documented incidents involving dozens of FBI, feds, agents, state operatives leading the charge and embedded in the crowd in January 6th. Dozens, if not hundreds, of government operatives infiltrated the protests at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. So this whole idea that this was an insurrection, that they all showed up without guns, and they stormed the Capitol, even though we've got proof showing that there was assets stirring up the crowd inside, and FBI assets inside the Capitol, dressed up as MAGA, FBI assets outside the Capitol, dressed up as MAGA, and then you've got hundreds of them being bussed in. They got the buses, but this is all just a big coincidence, right? And it was all the Proud Boys and the Trump MAGA guys that are the problem,
except
right?
That it's not working because there's just so many hours of video. I mean, there's video coming in off of people's phones and stuff that is proving what we've been saying for, 4 years about this.
We've got an ever-expanding list of operatives that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They had infiltrated the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, and they had assets all over the place and in the crowd.
They were trilanging off of the cell towers and stuff to keep track of the people. I mean,
well, they were.
Come on,
they
folks.
They were wiretapping. I've got.
They did all kinds of stuff.
We've got one example here of FBI called this Jeremy fellow. His name is Jeremy Brown. And he is a Green Beret and former Republican candidate for Congress, and evidently they were wiretapping him, and and he was refusing to be an FBI informant, and so, you know, he refused to be an informant for the dirty FBI. They wanted to be one of their operatives. So we've got first-hand knowledge of them approaching him. You know, the FBI called Jeremy's cell phone and asked for a meeting after trying to contact him at his house. Jeremy met with the FBI agents at a restaurant in December, told Brandon Gray that 38 seconds into the interview, the FBI attempted to recruit him to spy on Oath Keepers. So, gee, this is the domestic terrorist that they're talking about, is you, me, and anybody who is not a Democrat and opposed the regime.
Or wouldn't sell their soul to them.
Or wouldn't go play ball.
Wouldn't play ball with them, so then they're going to, again, they find the man, and they create the crime.
And you've got incident after incident of guys that got arrested and all the charges were dropped from, and they were dropped from the FBI most wanted list. The guys that were involved indirectly storming the Capitol, all of a sudden they disappear, there's no charges, or they get their hand slapped with a misdemeanor and probation, so it doesn't look too bad. So, and you got FBI and ATF operatives. And three undercover police officers were running operations in the crowd. And it just goes on and on and on. The FBI finally admitted in September 21 to the New York Times that they were running informants and operatives inside groups attending the January 6th. So how many people were actually protesters that stormed the Capitol? That's the question.
And why is Christopher Wray resigning?
Yeah, why is he doing that?
The timing of it is just, it's the end of the year.
Then we got blanket pardons coming across for everybody who might actually have committed
counting?
A crime in anything. And then we haven't even seen the list. I haven't seen the list yet.
I haven't seen the list, but it's 1,500 plus.
Yeah, it's because they need to preemptive, pardon everybody that had anything to do with anything just in case.
Yeah, it says in the article about Christopher Wray, it says that he didn't want to get fired, so that's why he's resigning. He didn't want to get fired from Trump. Why would you be worried about it if you're on the up and up and doing what you're supposed to be doing? Just asking.
Well, you know, so you put on a MAGA hat, that makes you MAGA, right? Even if you are stirring up the crowd, trying to cause a riot, because what happened as a result of this riot, they give them the excuse to try to convict Trump of an insurrection that he had no part of, and they actually did this in a South American country, the exact same thing, and you never heard about that one because they kind of, the news media didn't report on that one, but they did the exact
same thing.
Because
they would tie it together?
Because you might see this as a routine operation.
Yeah, exactly.
So then they go after Trump so that they can try to convict him or put him in jail so he can't run for president again, even though we're pretty sure that he won the 2020 election anyway, because we know they cheated, and we know the FBI was involved in the cheating. Facebook, the laptop, it goes on and on and on. The 51 that signed, I mean, come on. At what point in time do you go, wow, there might be a problem here?
And don't forget who lost their lives.
Four people, and none of them were cops or agents or police
else.
Officers.
Let's not forget those people.
No.
Because of their operation.
So we've got just more and more evidence that is mounting higher and higher and higher. And with this IG report that tries to soft pedal the whole thing in the first place, you got at the first time you've got an admission that they had assets in the crowd dressed up as MAGA. More and more proof is coming out. So at what point?
Yeah, like you said earlier, I just wonder how many people were actually, what's the percentage do you think of MAGA people that were there versus the government people?
Oh, there was probably a few, but you know, you get people get all worked up, and you throw percussion grenades into the crowd, and you get guys that are agitating the crowd that are professional agitators, and are doing this, you get everybody stormed, and then you have guys open the door of the Capitol for them, so they let them in.
Yeah, and then walk them around.
And then walk them around.
Walking them around like they're on a tour.
Yeah, because you can't find your way around the Capitol. Anybody who's ever been there knows that, because they've got it set up for that on purpose, so that anybody that actually did storm the Capitol would be confused as to how to find anybody's offices in the first place. So
it just doesn't quit. Unbelievable.
So this story has got legs. It's going to continue to go. I think you're going to see.
I don't think we'll ever get down to the bottom of the whole thing.
Well,
it's like
I think,
anything with the government. I think there's
the
going
only
to
way
be a
you
lot.
The only way you're going to get to the bottom of this is if you're going to get somebody in there who starts prosecuting some of these people. Prosecuting
That's
not
true.
The people on the ground, but the people who are in charge of this operation.
The higher up
because
them.
This was an operation. This wasn't a random bunch of people that just showed up. Who buses people in? Who puts on MAGA hats? Who goes into the Capitol? Paid informants, paid assets from the FBI. I mean, that just all happened, by accident, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the FBI hasn't been caught, been doing anything before, like rigging elections or, you know.
Oh, no corruption going
there's
on there.
There's been no corruption
no,
on there at the
no,
FBI.
No.
You know, like the dossier, you know, taking Hillary Clinton's information that she put into place and going after Trump that way. The FISA warrants. They haven't done anything like this before. They haven't been going after Trump at all, right?
No.
Or anybody else.
Been doing it.
Because
since
they've
the
been
beginning.
Doing their job. They've been protecting us from foreign people. And
oh, yeah,
and
they've been protecting us. That's why we have so many illegal aliens and all the N-13s or whatever they call them coming in the border and taking over apartment buildings and stuff because they've been protecting us from foreign peoples.
Yeah, because that's what they do. They're supposed to.
That's what they're supposed to do. That doesn't mean that that's what they've been doing.
So when Kash Patel comes in, is there going to be a new sheriff in town? I sure hope so. And do they need to disband them from all this crap and, put together, completely gut the agency and then put together people that are actually going to protect the American people as opposed to what being weaponized against them? I don't know. That's a kind of a novel concept where you actually have the people that you pay to enforce the law not enforce it on you as a weaponization tactic for political opponents.
Yeah, I mean, how bad would it be just to get rid of all the people in some of these agencies?
Oh,
you know, I mean, FBI, CIA, EPA, I mean, we could go on
find
forever.
Them. You got to find them first because they're not even going into the offices.
Give them a pager.
I guess.
I'm just saying, give them a page so they can find them.
They're going to have to figure out where they're at in the first place to fire them.
I'm just saying, give them a pager, and then they can find them all.
Yeah, so this is what our founder...
I was just going to say, Pelosi is out of the country right now.
Yeah, she just broke her
true.
Hip in Luxembourg. She fell down the stairs.
And maybe she'll stay out?
She
is that out, what you're saying? Maybe she'll stay away?
She came out of surgery. Evidently, the surgery, from what my understanding was, that it was successful, is what I'm hearing. But, you know, when you're 80, whatever, how old she is, and you break your hip, it's probably not a good prognosis long term, is what I'm hearing. I don't know. I don't wish ill on anybody. But, you know.
I'm just saying maybe she'll stay there for a while.
Karma is.
Yeah.
You fill in the blank.
Yeah.
So.
A female dog.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe she'll meet up with Ellen at her house that's flooding. Maybe they'll be roomies. Just saying, maybe they'll be roomies together.
And she was in charge of security that day.
She told them to stand down.
But she wants to blame Trump
mm-hmm.
that
right.
they came in.
That's how they
right.
do it. That's called projection, and they're good at it. And all they've done all this whole time is project everything they're doing that they're doing. They're saying you did it, just like Buddy Brown was talking about jumping on the bed. It's his fault. That's what they've been doing the whole time. Anytime they're blaming you for something, you can guarantee almost every. In fact, it's been every single time. That's exactly what they're doing.
And the president's tweets were deleted that said stand down.
And then said police.
Well, yeah.
Well, he
yeah.
called them up and said to get 10,000
10,000
National Guards.
Stand down.
She told them to stand down. He said go to the Capitol and peacefully protest as American citizens. And they deleted those tweets.
Well, he even said it, he was up there on the stage and said it to all the people in the crowd to go home peacefully.
Yeah.
It's on video.
I'm sure they reported that at Politico.
I'm sure they reported it, but I don't think like that.
See, they tell a story. They don't tell the story.
Right.
They make up a story. So I guess we
okay,
we
really quick,
up.
We'll go to Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, I've got good news and bad news all at the same time. My mother broke her hip at 85. We go, it's over. She had hip surgery. She was up and walking the next day.
Wow.
Very resilient.
Very nice.
This is not uncommon. Actually, it's the norm. They get them up and walking or whatever. So we're going to be terrorized for quite a number more years.
I guess that's the bad news. Your mom's doing great. Pelosi might be too.
She lived another 9 years after that, but, you know, was in good health and so forth. But anyway, they recovered quickly with God's help.
That could be a problem right there, you know.
In her case, it would be Satan. Thank you.
Well, then she probably won't be living too long if it's Satan.
That was a pretty good church lady, I got to give you.
See you guys.
All right. Thanks, have Andrew. A good one. We got 1 minute.
All right. I don't know where to stop or start here. I get so angry about this thing. It's just unbelievable how we've been gaslit, how we've been lied to, how the mainstream, no matter how much, it's like I hear this all the time, no matter how much you hate the mainstream media and the local media and all these legacy media, it's not enough because they are like what Trump said. They are a danger to America. They are poison to America, and they should all be put out of business, in my opinion. And
they've been doing it for a long time. Yeah, they should be prosecuted, and it's something they've been doing forever, and it needs to stop, and they need to start going to jail over it.
With that said, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master, and we'll see you next week.
Maybe. Have a good week, everybody.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.